In the spring, nearly one in three school budgets failed at the ballot box on town meeting day. Since then, every district but one has gotten their residents to agree to a spending plan, although it has, in some cases, taken 3, 4, and even 5 votes to get to yes. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour joins us today to talk about the Barrie Unified Union School District, the only district still without a budget, which has scheduled its 4th vote on Tuesday. Hi, Lola.
Hey, Mary.
What can you tell me about this particular budget, and how are school officials trying to sell it?
Well, it's a $56.8 million spending plan. That's about $2 million less than the budget the board originally proposed in March, which was rejected by nearly 60% of voters. And the budget's backers are really trying to emphasize that they hear people's concerns about affordability. At the root of this string of budget failures across Vermont were sharp spikes in taxes. Statewide, the property tax bills that just landed in people's mailboxes are up an average of 14%. But in Barrie, school officials are trying to impress upon residents that the budget before them would actually result in far, far more modest increases. Here's Barrie Superintendent Joanne Canning.
I'm not going to say that it doesn't affect people. That's not the message. But I'm hoping that they can see that that increase is reasonable. Please help us turn the page.
A district's tax rate is based on its spending per pupil, and Barrie spends well under the state average. If this budget passes, Barrie City residents are set to see increases around 1%. In Barrie Town, the average increase would be just shy of 3%. And Barrie is really a prime example of this phenomenon that often worries lawmakers and education officials, and that's that some of the districts that have the hardest time passing budgets often aren't the ones asking for the most money. Often it's actually the opposite. And it kind of really boils down to a local electorate's political inclinations.
Well, the school year's already started. How is it that a school can operate without a budget in place?
Yeah, so if a school district hasn't yet had a successful budget vote by the time July 1 rolls around, that's when the new fiscal year starts, it can borrow up to 87% of the prior year's budget to maintain operations, and it can also tap partial state and federal funds. Now, so far, that state and federal cash has allowed Barrie to make payroll without having to spend borrowed money. And their superintendent expressed some optimism that a successful vote next week could spare Barrie from any interest payments, but it is pretty touch and go.
How has not having a budget impacted the district so far?
Well, the district hasn't had to do any layoffs because of workforce shortages. It's been able to make those cuts by removing unfilled positions from its budget and also dipping pretty heavily into reserves. But it's really put a damper on morale. Here's what one teacher in Barrie told the school board in August when they were deliberating about the budget plan that's now before voters. At the time, one block of school board members was still calling for more cuts.
And I know I'll be trying very hard to put on a positive face for my students. And I hope and I really pray that my school board, you, that I put faith that you'll be able to come to a compromise very, very soon, because it is affecting us.
And a theme I heard from both the school board chair and the superintendent is that this is also just starting to be a distraction. The district has a lot of other work piling up that it needs to get to, and at the top of that list is actually beginning to budget for next school year.
And I understand that this saga has also exposed a pretty stark divide in the Barrie community.
Yeah, it really has. The Barrie School District includes two communities, the historically more working-class Barrie City and the more affluent and suburban Barrie Town. During the budget process, a block of board members from Barrie Town has continually asked for further cuts. And Barrie City residents narrowly passed the budget in all 3 prior votes, while a larger majority of voters in Barrie Town have rejected the budget each time.
And Lola, you just pointed out that school boards need to start working on next year's budget soon. Can we expect a repeat of last year's wave of no votes across the state?
Well, hard to say, but people are generally expecting it to be another tough budget year. A key cost driver, for example, last year was health insurance, and we know that's going up again and by quite a bit. All eyes, meanwhile, are on this special panel called the Commission on the Future of Public Education that lawmakers created last session. As its name implies, it's got a really big, really broad mandate. And one of its tasks is to come up with short-term cost containment strategies. That report is due in December in time for the legislative session, and so we'll have to see what they come up with.
That was Vermont Public's education reporter Lola Dufour breaking down the latest on school budgets. Thanks so much, Lola.
Thanks, Mary.
To check out more of Lola's reporting on education, visit our website at vermontpublic.org.